The excitement is building for an annual celebration, which is letting some newcomers get a taste of home and giving local residents a flavor of a different culture. Diwali is being celebrated at Northern College this Saturday, November 4. For some international students, it's the first festival of lights they'll be celebrating in Canada. Arshdeep Kaur has been in Timmins for 2 months and is looking forward to sharing her gifts with the community. "I'm so excited," she said. "Indian people celebrate Diwali with so much energy, and it's my first Diwali in Timmins. I really want to see Diwali at the college, and I really want to learn about different kinds of people that are celebrating," she said. Arshdeep Kaur trained in India as a mehndi artist. Mehndi is an intricate form of temporary body art on hands and legs. It is a part of the Diwali celebrations, and it is a good luck charm for events like weddings. Kaur is studying social work at Northern College, but she plans to continue her artistic work as well. "I want to establish my business here," she said. "When I get the time, I will enhance my contacts and connect with them." The event is at Northern College on Saturday, November 4, with music, performances, fireworks and food. Diwali is a significant annual festival for Indian communities. It's named for the rows of clay lamps set outside homes to symbolize inner light and protection from darkness. Harsh Singh looks forward to it every year, and getting the community together to celebrate makes it feel like home. "It's the most important festival for Indians, the Festival of Light," he said. "This month is full of firecrackers, music, dance, a lot of food, a lot of people, it's great." Singh is studying supply chain management at Northern College and has been in Timmins for just over a year. "I don't dance, I just love to eat and see the people, the clothes are amazing," he said. "Having the festival in Timmins, it's the second time, and it should be for 100 years, because if you have an Indian community, this festival is a must." Kanwaljeet Bains, who has organized the celebration for the last 2 years, says everyone is welcome to attend and celebrate. She said she's hoping to host 1,000 people this year. "We had around 850 last year, and we're hoping more people from the community will come and celebrate with us," said Bains. The festivities will start at 6 p.m. with fireworks over Porcupine Lake at 10 p.m. The event is free to attend.